7.
Live 855-453 is the toll-free number tonight. Stuff to talk about the Dunkin' Donuts and this very unusual over-the-air television streaming system that I was fascinated by today when I found out about it. We'll tell you more about that. 850, and I don't even watch TV. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go back to your phone calls, however, where you can call in about anything that you'd like. That is the point of Free Talk Live. We've got Richard, and actually you can connect with us on Skype, as Richard has done, to username lrn.fm. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, where are you calling from? California?
Up in north, like outside of Alturas. It's
right.
It's a little small little...
Richard, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, one thing, I'm about to purchase some wind generators, and I've been watching on Amazon, and I bought a bunch of things over the years using the shop.freetalklive.com.
Oh, thank you for that. And for those that don't know, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are three Amazon links there, one for Canada, one for the UK, and one for the US. And when you click through those links, whatever you buy, Free Talk Live basically gets a cut, which is very nice for us. So thank you.
Okay, well, because I just want to make sure, because over the years, you know, I don't really consume a whole lot of stuff, but I mm-hmm. bought some things. And when I log on, if I don't have, like, the cookies, because I go through your link, and then it brings me to Amazon, and then I have to enter my username and all that.
Yep.
If that's not enabled... and I do it then, are you guys still getting paid? Because I'm about to spend a little bit of money. And
you're
like
saying you have you're saying you have no cookies on your computer? You do not allow cookies?
Right.
Ooh, if that's the case, then it may not work. Most browsers do have cookies enabled, and as I understand it, the Amazon thing sets a cookie. So when you go through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, it sets a cookie with Amazon, or Amazon sets a cookie on your computer that has our store or our referral ID in it, and that that would allow you to authorize, I guess, us to get the percentage. So it may not work at all if you don't have cookies turned on, so I can't guarantee that.
Okay, I'll make sure to do that, because I'm going to get a few wind generators. And
That's great.
So
what
like
I would do is I would turn on the cookies, then go through the URL, and then place your order.
Exactly. Okay. And then I wanted to say, too, about that that poor guy who got, you know, the roadside bandits got him. That
yeah.
happened to me back in 1990 in Harmony, North Carolina. I was just a 20-year-old punk kid going down to Florida with New Jersey plates on my car. And you guys being from Florida know, you know, people, New Jersey's hip now, but it never used to be. And,
I'll take your word for it. It's hip.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. And but I got pulled over, and outside of Harmony, North Carolina, the cop came up to the car, and he told me that he saw me driving over the line. I totally wasn't, and he said I was falling asleep at the wheel, and he was going to charge me with reckless driving. I had to pay it on the spot, and then
reckless.
He asked for my driver's license.
Wow, reckless is
and
what
so,
they give. Reckless is what they give people who are drunk driving that they can't pin drunk driving on.
Mm-hmm.
Reckless is like doing donuts in the middle of the interstate as cars go by. It's like
uh-huh.
getting your motorcycle up on one wheel and passing a semi.
I was informed that reckless driving can include passing a sheriff on the right. I was pulled over a couple
Sounds
of weeks
like
ago.
Sounds like careless to me.
Yeah, but, well, not careless. You've never passed a person making a left-hand turn, Mark, on the right.
Oh, crossing
okay.
that line?
So if the car is making a left-hand turn, you pass them on the right. I was pulled over and threatened with a charge of reckless driving.
That's crazy.
I think reckless is just threatening at that point. It should be careless, if anything.
So what happened,
well,
Richard?
Well, what basically he tells me all this, and he says, I'm going to have to pay it right here. I'm just like, what? And then I pull my wallet out, and I'm on my way to Florida for a vacation, and so I have money in my wallet. He grabs the wallet out of my hand, and I look up, and I'm just like, man, this is really lame. And this is North Carolina. They had, like, the single light on the car, Andy Griffith. So, you know, I was kind of, it was like, I'm waiting for the banjo. Like, he didn't have, I'm surprised he didn't have a banjo on his side. And, he tears the wallet out of my hand and starts going through it. Like, I didn't even get to get my license. He just takes my wallet. And As he's rifling through, he finds my New Jersey Press Association pass. He finds my press pass. And immediately, he just sat there looking stupid. And he gave him my wallet back.
Hmm.
And then he was like, oh, he just starts backpedaling, getting all shifty foot. And he tells me to drive down the road to Statesville and get a hotel room because he thought I was going to sleep, you know. And but, yeah, I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
So he basically decided he didn't want to find you at that point. Because you were the press.
He found the press pass because he pulled out. He's like, oh, what's this? You know, and he pulled it out and he looked at it. And I was just like, yeah, I work for Forbes. And
oops.
You know, here you're going to rip me off. And but, yeah, so make a long story short, like, they do that. They're just now they're more open about doing it. Like, they just, you know, they're just more open about it.
Interesting story, Richard. I really appreciate you sharing that. Glad the press pass helped you out.
Did this help? Did this happen in New York as well? I'm sorry if you had said.
No, it was North Carolina.
North Carolina. Beg your pardon. I meant
anywhere. Go ahead, Richard.
But, yeah, it happened in Harmony, North Carolina, and but, yeah, just trying to take advantage of just some 20-year-old punk kid, you know? It's terrible. But I'll make sure to do the cookies thing I do this.
Thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate it. And thank you for shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call. Skype, by the way. You can Skype us at lrn.fm. That's where the last two calls came from, and that's where this one's going to come from. His name is Abel, calling from New Hampshire. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey,
hello, Abel.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, great to talk to you guys.
Welcome, sir.
Just one, silly thing about the rock backstop. The rock backstop is a matter of not being able to moderate your braking as you slow down. The energy you're absorbing as the car gets slower and slower and slower is less. So you really need to pull back on how hard you're pressing on the brake so that you could actually bring the car to a stop without it rocking back if you're perfect at it. I mean, it's hard to do.
It's darn hard to be perfect, but it's still at some point or another your momentum is arrested and the vehicle comes to rest, and it has this, no matter how good you are at it, it has this kind of rocking back feel, even if the vehicle itself doesn't have the full, even if you can't see the car frame jerk back as it comes to a stop. I concur with you on that as far as the video goes and that kind of thing, but the driver right. will still experience the sort of rock back feel.
Yeah, it's very hard to eliminate it completely. I actually, every time I stop, I practice that.
Playing around. One of those.
No. I would love to master the ability to actually have the right amount of pressure on the brake, so it just brings your car to a stop. And without the rock back,
I am imagining missiles coming out of the front of my car, so I can shoot bad drivers.
Well, I thought of that. The whole phaser thing is, from Star Trek is the way to go, I think.
Grappling hooks.
Kind of eliminate the thing right out of the way, and, it disappears.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Abel. Anything else on your mind?
The whole education system. I'm glad you brought up John Taylor Gatto. He's just a star in exposing what's really going on. He's done all the research, and he was a teacher. He was an excellent teacher that produced results that only the best teachers in the world.
He's got the state of New York's award for being the best teacher.
The state and New York City.
Yeah. So he's almost unassailable. Besides the fact that he's a little bit old and maybe a little lossy because of that, that's really the only thing you can go after him on.
Yeah, the idea of public schools started out as community schools, where a few farmers would get together and they'd hire a teacher. And that's why school is only during the wintertime, because they wanted their children home to tend the farm.
Yeah, sure.
And the fact is that, you'd go to school and everybody there you'd know. And this teacher was, I'm sure, watched very carefully. You don't even need that anymore because we have the frigging internet.
Thanks for the call, Abel. You're absolutely right. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. So you can call us that way, or you can do Skype, as our last three callers have done. And you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. There's more coming up. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live toll free number tonight is 855-453, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And you can also join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Listening options, we've got them. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll find live streams, We also have our radio stations over 110, actually just crossed the 115, or have reached, rather, the 115 mark.
Have we ever been there before?
I believe we might have.
We have ping-ponged around this 110 to 115 for a while.
We just added five stations recently. Anyway, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get our list of over 110 great stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've got satellite options, two satellite options. One of them is KU-band free-to-air, which is available across North America and Central America thanks to Bitcoin. And you can also get Free Talk Live on XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard on two different channels all week long. You can find us there. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way as well. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free line. Also, we've got Skype. Skype us at username lrn.fm. Bill is in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, hello, guys. I have a question, and then I've got a humorous observation. First, the question. As you're probably aware of, the Senate is about to vote on an internet tax, a nationwide internet tax, that basically essentially forces small internet-based businesses to collect sales tax throughout the various states. My question
That's terrible.
My question pertains to what a previous caller had mentioned about store.freetalklive.com. Has Amazon reached out to you guys in either in support or against this bill? Or what was the
We haven't heard. I haven't heard anything from Amazon about this. I did hear that eBay was reaching out to its users in order to encourage them to lobby against this.
Right. That was my question. Now, my observation, you talked a couple of nights ago about CISPA, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but someone had added a provision in the bill that they're trying to get passed, that if they do get CISPA passed, the first right you are going to have suspended is your right to anonymity on Facebook, because it's going to allow
You don't have a right to anonymity on Facebook in the first place. It's a private website where you turn over information to them.
And true anonymity on the internet is really not existent.
You just have to go through Tor.
Right. Okay. We'll get to that in a second.
Well, what I meant by anonymity is in the past, as of currently, as of right now, you don't have to turn over password information to your employer.
You do in some cases. If you're going for law enforcement, Yep, and there are several.
Why shouldn't an employer be able to require you to turn over your login information if you want a job with them?
Right, and so if you're in law enforcement, security, to get my airport security clearance, I needed to give the passwords to my accounts as well. If you don't want to do business with a particular company, if you don't want to work for someone who's going to violate your privacy, it's the same deal if you don't want to work for someone who doesn't let you wear jeans every day.
Exactly. Bill?
Well, my only opposition to that is that what I do on my time is my business. I don't represent a company 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So my thoughts should be my thoughts.
I tend to agree that it's intrusive on the part of the company, and I don't know if I would feel comfortable working for a company like that, but I don't think it's something that should be illegal.
Right, but you're asking the government to get involved. If you say that the company can't do it, then you're asking the government to get involved.
And
as I'm concerned, the company should be able to say, you know, you have to get a tattoo on your face if you want to come work for us. Now, some people, it's just...
That'd be fine.
It's a relationship. And if you want to be in that relationship with that person...
An abusive one?
Yeah. You know, it sounds pretty abusive, but, you know, that's that.
I don't see the logic. I mean, what your co-hosts point out, for security reasons and for certain types of jobs, it's appropriate. But if I'm working for,
McDonald's?
McDonald's, for instance, I don't think they should have...
Again, Bill, don't confuse me saying what I think is inappropriate with what I think should be allowed. I can have an opinion about what this security policy is, and I think I agree with you, and that is that I think it's ridiculous that an employer would want to ask somebody to log into their Facebook account. However, I think that is an agreement that should only be come to between the employer and the potential employee. Look, if you don't want to work for this company, if the company wants you to give up personal information in order to get through their job screening process and you're not willing to do that, then don't go and apply at that company. And if you find out as you're applying that that's one of their requirements, then walk away from it. I walked away from a job like that. They wanted me, when I was younger, I was looking at leaving Kmart and going to work at Circuit City because, I don't know, it seemed like a step up. But, and maybe it would have been. Maybe I should have done it because would have learned a thing or two about sales. But they wanted to drug test me, and I actually did go to the point
Speaking
of
which, Ian, we're going to put in a new year analysis policy
actually
here
did,
at Free Talk Live.
Who's we? I actually did go to
your analysis. Point of Give going, me a cup, Mark. I'll do it right now.
I actually did go to Quest Diagnostics in that case, and I did pee for them. But then I changed my mind later on, and I decided I didn't want to work for that company. For various reasons, one of which I think had to do with the drug thing.
I won't work for a company that drug tests either. Yeah. I just think it's an intrusion of privacy.
Right.
And like I
but
said...
But they should be free to have that as a requirement for their employees.
Sure. And I also want to speak to something the caller said about your personal time being your personal time. Yes, in theory, that's true. However, again, depending on what you do, if you get arrested on your free time, that could come back and bite you on the butt at work.
Certainly
for
could.
For sure.
And it's their prerogative to be able to make that decision to say, this didn't happen on company time, but we don't really feel like we want to be associated with you. And whether that's right or wrong in certain circumstances will depend. I mean, in some cases, I think companies jump to that way too fast.
Sure.
Like as soon as somebody gets arrested for something, not convicted, but just arrested and accused of something, a lot of companies will cut ties. And I think that's really bad, especially if you're talking about an employee who's been valuable to
you. It's a crappy relationship, and this is what's going to happen when you start going to work for bigger and bigger companies.
But, Bill, I think that ultimately, while I disagree with companies going through Facebook, I think they should be able to do that. And are you saying that you think they should be prohibited from doing that across the board?
I think that unless it's doing a background check as to my psyche, making sure that I'm not going to come into work one day and mow down 30 coworkers, I don't see the relevancy in them going.
Are they telling you that's why they're looking at it? Because I've never been told that.
No, well. Different companies will tell you different reasons why they're looking. One company.
How prevalent is this, by the way? I have not applied for a job in a decade, so how prevalent is this give us your Facebook login thing?
It just depends on who you're applying for. I mean, like, some companies won't ask for it, but some companies will. It's not really like a high percentage type thing as of right now. Because
Bill, thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. More coming up. 855-453. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply.
BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control if you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And inviting you to our website. Just please head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy our webcam. We've got the cam built into the same page as the chat room. Nemi is frequently found in that chat room. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see and do that. All of it free, like the rest of our website. Over at cam.freetalklive.com.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment, mostly consumer electronics and different types of computer parts. Does that sound fair, Ian?
Sure.
Okay. And you can get them for a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. And that's a really great deal. But the catch is, you need to buy with bitcoins. It's bitcoinstore.com, and I think it's a reasonably fair statement that you're going to find that more than half the items there are cheaper than you're going to find on any website that you're going to be able to find on the internet.
See for yourself.
Yep, go take a look. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items, bitcoinstore.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls and go to Mark listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hi, I usually listen to the podcast, and I think yesterday you were talking about the voluntary or not voluntary nature of the Boston police raids.
Yes, indeed. That has been the subject of discussion over a few different days on this show. Go ahead.
I'd say they weren't. Basically, what we saw in Boston was a citywide manifestation of, like, a police officer walking up to you on the street and saying, I'm going to have to see some ID. You know, they'll ask you to do something in a way in which it seems like you can't refuse it.
I tend to agree with you. It would seem like you can't refuse an armed gang of men holding militarized weapons and dressed in camouflage and black and you know that sort of thing at your front door.
Right. I can just imagine there's like a half a dozen of them there with M4s, and you just said, no thanks, blam, close the door in their face. I mean, that's pretty tough to do.
It would seem like it was not voluntary, but ultimately we don't know because we don't know of anyone who actually decided to try to say, no thanks, have a nice day.
Well, it's hard enough to flex, you know, try to flex your rights in a typical encounter with law enforcement.
Absolutely.
But,
the problem in this circumstance, and I had some questions about this after it happened as well, is can you refuse, if the police come to your door, you're in Watertown, police come to your door, can you refuse them entry? The answer is no, you can't. Exigent circumstances and emergency situations.
These are not
situations.
Exigent circumstances.
Absolutely. According
to what one of the cops who called the other night said. He said that the only case where you got an exigent circumstance is if the cops saw the dude run into your house. Then they can search it without your permission.
Huh.
But until then, they've got to have some kind of probable cause or consent to do a search. They've got to have a warrant or your consent. And everybody consented. I would love to see the video of the person who didn't.
Yeah,
I would love to even hear a story about a person who didn't. I got nothing. And this was Watertown, Massachusetts, town of 35,000 people.
I'll tell you, I was listening to WBUR coverage. That's the NPR station in Boston.
It was exhaustive.
It was exhaustive. It still is. I mean, the Boston Globe and even the New Hampshire news outlets are just absolutely covering this to death. I heard this quote from a nursing student who was there. She responded, and they said, how do you feel about living in a world where you would get up and walk through metal detectors? And she essentially said she would have no problem exchanging her liberty for security.
Oh, man.
That's fine.
You mean just
that's
go to
what
work.
You want to do.
But I don't want to. You're talking about...
No, I don't either.
Just to clarify, you're talking about you're getting up to go to work, and then on your way to work, you're being wanded and checked.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Like
that you have absolutely no privacy. That she's fine with this.
You know, metal detectors don't do anything at all. The fact is that people stabbed each other in prison with plastic knives.
Sure.
They'd make them with plexiglass. So,
no doubt.
You know, and now we got to grab your crotch to make sure you don't have a plastic knife, plexiglass knife in there. So,
Mark, I think that technically they were still voluntary. It's just that no one bothered to flex their rights to test it out and find out for sure.
Well, I mean, exigent circumstances or non-exigent circumstances, there wasn't martial law or...
because Dunkin' Donuts was still open.
Well,
get me started about that.
I mean, I think it's clearly a police state, and it's clearly martial law. It's just that they're still operating under some semblance of trying to make it appear, trying to put it out there that it's voluntary, but we won't really know for sure until someone tries it out.
My point is, there's so much ambiguity involved. I mean, do you think the average person is going to take the risk when there's a swap?
Of course not.
Pointing fully automatic rifles.
Who would have thought the average person would ever do anything regarding take a risk? Most liberty people won't even take a risk.
Kind of reminds me of that situation maybe a month or a couple months back where they basically detained the whole intersection and started searching cars because there was a,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a while back. But yeah.
And everybody, you know, nobody stood up for themselves at all. So we really shouldn't be surprised that nobody did not stand up for themselves in this situation. But,
no, you're right. Yeah. I'm not really that surprised. I guess I was hoping for one person with a video camera, but that's just how bad the liberty movement is. I know that there are people out there who are relatively new to the movement who think that, oh, yeah, we're right on the cusp of liberty here
in
Massachusetts.
What do you think the benefit, Ian, what is the benefit of standing up in this circumstance and not allowing police to...
You could get video of them walking away.
Okay, that would be interesting from
that would prove it was a voluntary
from a media
thing.
Standpoint. That would be interesting.
You'd stand up for your rights, therefore standing up for everyone's rights, and you'd have video of you doing it, so you could show everyone that you stood up for their rights. You could show everybody that if you stand up for your rights, they're not necessarily going to bash your head against the pavement. Or they do bash your head against the pavement, and then hopefully you got some video of that, too.
So, you know, just as an experiment is essentially what you're saying. You know, you're the control.
Well, no, it's called flexing your rights, but unfortunately, you would be an experiment because no one else is doing it.
As far as the, you know, I'm going to flex my rights where it's convenient for me.
Good for you. You do it when it's convenient, though.
You know, I believe I have the right to drive around in a car without wearing a seatbelt, but I choose to wear a seatbelt because I feel that I'm going to be safer. I am not going to choose not to wear a seatbelt simply because somebody made it illegal.
I don't know why you're arguing with me, man. If you want to do what they tell you to do, then you just keep doing that. Don't blame me when you don't have more freedom at the end of the year after you've given up more of it. It's not my fault. Mark, anything else you want to share tonight? Mark the caller?
One last thing. You know, the same people who would try to claim that this was all voluntary and consensual after the fact, they're the same psychopaths that would also claim that taxes are voluntary. So, you know, don't believe their hype.
Well, we don't know if this wasn't voluntary because we don't know. We haven't seen anyone refuse to obey. And if they did refuse to obey and then were charged with some BS nonsense or roughed up, thrown out of the way, then we would know it wasn't actually voluntary, certainly in that instance, and we would have some evidence for that. But until then, you have to go on what they're saying. And they're claiming it was voluntary, and that way they can make it look like, look, everybody's just volunteering into the police state. Everyone wants this.
As scary as it could possibly be.
You know how we know everyone wants it? Because they never said no. They didn't even say no. They just went ahead and did whatever it is they were told to do. In some cases, just pointed, and then pointed down to the first floor, pointed at people on the second story, and then pointing them down. They didn't even say anything, and they came out of their house. So, I thank you for the call, Mark. Appreciate hearing from you. And again, I don't blame people for picking their battles so-called. Look, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Let them in your house. Let them poke around. Let them go in when you're not even in there, which is what they did. Oh, you're going to let us in? Well, great. Now we're going to come in, and we're going to do it, and you're going to be outside. How's that feel, buddy? Oh, you already let us in. You can't come in here now, bud. What are you going to do about that?
You're safe out there.
Yeah. So the further you let them take over your life, the further you allow them to just run roughshod over your liberties, the more they're going to just keep. They're not going to give them back to you.
See, there's no way I would allow police officers to search my house without me being in there and going along with them. And,
good for you. That's now, more than most people would do.
And
855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Now, I would let them if they threaten to shoot me or something like that. Then all right, fine. You know, I'll push it to the point where they're going to threaten violence on me, and if I get them on camera threatening violence, at least then I have stood up for something. But I didn't put my life on the line. I'm not saying you have to lay your life down over this. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. Disasterstuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from disasterstuff.com. Just remember two words, disasterstuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number 855-453. Still to come, Nemi has some things to say about the Dunkin' Donuts situation. That is, I guess that they were still open during the Boston bombing shakedowns. We'll get to that here. 855-453 is the number. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Our username there for you is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where if you enjoy the show, you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. We'll take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. If that is valuable to you and you like the show, good idea would be to amp. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us a lot, helps us do things like reach out to new stations, buy them satellite hardware if they need it, go to industry conventions, as we'll be doing here in June in New York City. We'll once again be at the Talkers Magazine New Media Seminar. It actually used to be called New Media Seminar.
It's Talkers now.
Now it's just called Talkers New York City. So looking forward to being there, where I will have the honor of actually giving the introduction speech, which is a very short speech, and that's the way I like speeches, because I don't really much care to get up in front of crowds for long periods of time. But if I'm going to be up there actually introducing the publisher of the magazine himself, Michael Harrison, and this is a big, I mean, for those of you that don't know the industry, which is probably most of you, Michael Harrison is a big name in the business. Whenever there's some kind of article that some journalist is writing or some report that's being done about talk radio or freedom of speech in general, this guy is the one they call for the comment. He's the publisher of this magazine, yeah, and he's a big deal. So I'm incredibly honored to have been asked to introduce him at this, which is introducing him, who will then be the MC of the Freedom of Speech Awards. And actually, Glenn Beck is going to be receiving the Freedom of Speech Award this year.
Great. I mean, you know, the Freedom of Speech Award is a big deal, and you know,
and how cool.
Beck's got a big name.
How cool that Free Talk Live gets to be involved in the presentation of it, basically, to some extent.
Yeah, and I think I think you deserve to have some level of involvement.
So it's thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers, though, because If it weren't for listeners like you supporting the show for $5 a month, we never would have been able to afford to go to Talkers. Maybe at some point we would have if we'd managed to somehow have some level of growth, but we wouldn't have had the growth we had had it not been for the Free Talk Live amplifiers. We never would have been able to afford to go to these conferences in the first place to help us get to the point. I mean, it's just, we wouldn't have been able to do it without you. So thank you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
By the way, if you want to support the show, another way to do it is to go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got our Bitcoin tip jar there, and you can toss in a few bitcoins. Bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, tell them how you want to fund your account. There's several different options. Tell them where your account is, and it can be in a variety of different places, then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's bitinstant.com.
Let's go to Frank in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank.
Hey, guys. And Emmy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have this complaint that I hear a lot from conservative people.
Yeah.
That anytime you bring up the idea of blowback, their response is, well, now you're blaming the victim. The victim are the people who get hurt, not the bureaucrats.
Before you go on, Frank, what is blowback? Yeah. Define for a new listener.
Blowback is the response to American foreign policy in other countries, in our country and around the world. So terrorist attacks or even, I read a book in Pol Pot, was a blowback from America's actions in Vietnam.
Mm. So when the U.S. government goes and bombs people in other countries, that upsets some folks, and those folks who have been upset might be more likely to go and actually do some sort of destruction, like, for instance, happened in Boston last week.
Exactly. You can't bring that up when they say, well, now you're blaming the victims.
And, you know, it's kind of this this selective way of thinking of things. It's the way that we think of ourselves as sort of not a group. You know, I know that the people who died in 9/11 weren't me because I'm alive and they're dead. And I get that part. But then, you know, people will often think those people in the Middle East, they're all responsible, the Muslims or the Arabs or whatever way they define them. And, you know, usually it's not particularly nice if they're taking the other side of this argument. And so they're defining themselves as different, but them as a homogenous group. And that's what's just not fair about this situation. Look, this is a situation of bullies fighting with each other throughout history if you want to make groups out of it. And if you don't want to make groups out of it, it's a story of people who have perceived grievances, taking out their grievances on innocent people on both sides. Nobody who died or was injured in the Boston Massacre had anything to do that I know of with the war in the Middle East.
Aside from being an American.
Right. And you know, some people in the Middle East might get a little confused over this. Our founding documents say it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And what they may not realize in the Middle East is, in fact, that it's a government of the politicians, for the corporations, by the lobbyists, and that it has long since, strayed so far from its founding documents that they no longer have any value whatever. But, you know, I could forgive them a certain level of confusion in that area, but it doesn't make any sense at all to go and hurt innocent people, or on the other side either. I saw a number today, I don't know whether to believe it or not, 47 people killed for every one target killed in drone bombings.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely... Go ahead, Frank.
I guess we're saying the same thing. I always took it to mean blaming the people who died, the Americans who died, for...
Well, it's collectivized.
It's a collectivist idea that the American people are the same as the American government. Which are not.
Right, and you're saying it's conservatives that are saying this to you.
Yes, yeah.
So maybe it would make sense. Maybe it would be good to point out to them, if they understand what collectivization is, point out to them that they're just collectivizing here, that it's not blaming the victim, it's blaming the aggressors and the people who were victims.
I never see that work at all.
The people who were victims were not aggressors. The people who were victims, and the people who are going over and destroying other people's lives around the world were not the ones who were attacked in the Boston bombing. So it's not blaming the victim at all.
I think the important thing there is to drive a wedge, and usually with conservatives you can do this. You need to drive a wedge between them and their government, that they, you know, point out that their government doesn't represent them. You believe that the government is an inefficient, irresponsible, and sometimes recklessly evil organization in every other way except when it comes to its foreign policy. Why do you think that government bureaucrats and soldiers suddenly get so much more efficient than other sorts of government they pick up guns? Where does this philosophy come from? When you arm a bureaucrat, suddenly they make good decisions? When you give them a fancy hat and an automatic weapon, suddenly they aren't inefficient, they aren't reckless, mm-hmm. they understand the incentives that are delivered by the marketplace?
I guess, you know, libertarians go one or two or three government agencies further than conservatives go.
Yeah, yeah.
As in what's inefficient or what's not, yeah.
Conservatives do love themselves a uniform. There's
Frank,
no doubt
I appreciate
about it.
Your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and thoughts at 855 450 free. Dunkin' Donuts was mentioned when we were talking about the Boston bombing suspect hunt.
Yeah.
That Dunkin' Donuts was still open. That was mentioned, I think, on our show during that time. But what was it you wanted to say about it?
It's just crazy to me. I brought this in tonight because I heard this and I needed to talk about it, because when the city was on lockdown and everyone is apparently under martial law, can't go anywhere, Dunkin' Donuts, people, is still open at the request of law enforcement.
Really?
Yes. Law enforcement asked the chain to keep some restaurants open and lock down communities to provide hot coffee and food to police and other emergency workers, including in Watertown, where the focus of the search for the bombing suspect. Dunkin's, additionally, which is, of course, their prerogative, it's providing the products to them for free. So, comment from Dunkin' Donuts is, at the discretion of authorities, select Dunkin' Donuts restaurants in the Boston area are open to take care of needs of law enforcement and first responders.
Needs?
We are encouraging...
To eat is a need?
Insert donut joke here. Got it. We're encouraging our guests to stay home today and abide by the lockdown, but not their employees.
Right.
They want their employees to come. I'm sorry. Dunkin' Donuts, it is a retail fast food job. I'm not going to show up at a retail fast food job when I might get blown up.
Well, let me ask you this. How long was the lockdown? Because I don't know the answer to this.
I don't know
all
the answer
day.
Either. It was a
all
long
day,
time.
You mean 8 hours?
24
yeah,
hours.
I'd say at least 8 hours.
Call it 10 hours?
Sure.
Because I heard they ended it in the evening. And that's when the shootout thing went on later on.
I've had this sort of job before, and it wouldn't have been any big deal to me, in this circumstance, to stay on the extra 10 hours. And so they may not have drawn employees out, is what I'm saying, because that might have been very difficult. Some may have, but they might have just stuck around, too.
How much danger were we really in if Dunkin' Donuts can stay open? That's my question.
Not much danger. I mean, how many times have the cops been on a manhunt where they didn't have to go door-to-door? Keep everybody locked in. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.